Unlock Listening and Speaking Skills, Level 4. Set 3. Mid-level test. Published by Cambridge University Press, 2015. This recording is copyright. Listening 1. Part 1.
Good morning, everyone. Well, as you know, today we are going to be carrying on from where we left off last week when we talked about the higher education system in the United States. Right, so today we're going to talk about internationalisation in higher education. Internationalisation is high on the agenda of many universities, not just in the US or the UK, but all around the world. At the same time, as the value of an international education increases, more and more students are looking to do a degree at a foreign university. However, for many students, the costs involved in studying abroad are simply beyond their budget. Furthermore, the idea of moving to a foreign country is too much of an emotional or personal challenge for many. For these and other reasons, many universities are choosing to set up campuses abroad. One example of this is the University of Southampton in the UK, which has an additional campus in Malaysia. In this case, the University of Southampton is the home university, and the additional campus in Malaysia is known as a satellite campus or branch campus. Satellite campuses give the university the opportunity to attract students who would like to study at an international university but cannot do so for the reasons that have just been mentioned. Without the satellite, these students would only be able to attend a local university. Studying at a branch campus can have a number of benefits. It raises the profile of the university, so more people become aware of the university and its brand in the foreign country. In turn, this can increase recruitment, as students from both countries apply to study either at the home campus or at the satellite campus. There is also a benefit in terms of international relationships, as the university can form links with organisations in the area close to the satellite campus. However, while there are clear benefits for both students and the universities in question, there are a number of risks which the university management must take into account before making the decision to invest in a branch campus. What do you think these might be?
The cost?
Yes. Perhaps the most obvious risk is the financial one. A key consideration is how to finance the project and whether it can attract enough money in fees to make the campus worthwhile. Another aspect of this is the issue of exchange rates. If income from the branch campus is intended to flow back to the home campus, then fluctuations in exchange rates can impact both positively and negatively on the income stream. In other words, the university might make more money than it expected to, but it may also lose money if the exchange rate becomes less favourable. So, are there any other risks you can think of?
Maybe knowledge of the legal requirements?
Yes, absolutely.
Getting the right staff could be difficult.
Yes, indeed. So, another risk, as you mentioned, is to not have the knowledge of business-related regulations and legal requirements for setting up in a foreign country. A lack of thorough research into the requirements and regulations could become a costly mistake, which may lead to the university having to pull out of the country. Depending on the country that the satellite campus is in, it may also be a challenge to find qualified academics to work there. The university may employ people who subsequently have difficulty getting a visa, for example, for political reasons or health-related reasons. Alternatively, They may find staff, but the staff may not be able to adapt to the culture and way of life at the satellite campus. The process of employing new staff is a costly one, and not one which universities would want to repeat unnecessarily. The university may, of course, choose to employ local staff. However, in this case, the student experience becomes more like that of studying at a local university in their home country and less like the experience of studying at a foreign institution. Another risk is that there could be intercultural clashes between local staff and international staff. The impact of intercultural issues cannot be emphasized enough, because problems relating to intercultural issues have led to the breakdown of a number of well-known business ventures in the past.